From Johannesburg in South Africa, the latest from podnews.net. Danish podcast subscription service Podimo has successfully raised $6 million. It joins similar products from Sweden, France and the US in chasing the Netflix for podcasts moniker. The LA Times is launching Larger Than Life, a story profiling Big Willie Robinson, an LA preacher who changed the city. To go with it, podcast producer Paige Heimson has written about the challenges for print journalists moving into audio. You'll find a link to that from our newsletter and from our episode notes today. A newsletter, a newspaper from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, Listín Diario, has launched two daily podcasts this week. Also launched this week, an all-woman podcast network called Erios, which launched on Monday. The company claims that only 22% to 30% of shows are hosted or co-hosted by women. Anchor has brought their smart background music feature to the web as well as their own apps. Podchaser looks at the number of US presidential candidate appearances on podcasts. Joe Biden's at number 3, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are at joint number 7. Who's at number 1? You have to find out yourself. And does cryptocurrency form part of the future of the podcast revenue solution? And is the solution an industry body? Anthony Gourad writes a long opinion piece. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.